This is Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:30. A hit and run killed two pedestrians Sunday on Lafayette Street south of downtown Nashville. It's a street that often ranks among the most dangerous city streets for people on foot. A man was also killed in the vicinity in November. Nashville police say a Lexus sedan was speeding when it struck the victims. Witnesses said a man who does not own the car pulled up and ran away, and that the car's owner later arrived and answered questions. It has never been more expensive to operate a restaurant in Nashville. With already high commercial real estate costs ballooning under Metro's new property tax, some locally owned restaurants are fighting to survive. Nima Walker Fierce is the majority owner of Germantown Pub, a popular neighborhood bar and grill. She joined weekday talk show This Is Nashville and spoke about what she does when revenue falls short.
As an owner, I don't get a distribution from the business. I probably haven't gotten one in 4 years. So I run a totally different business that pays my personal bills. And more importantly, when Germantown Pub can't meet its obligations, I have to lend it money. And that happens at least once a month.
That's even though Germantown Pub has an esteemed reputation, having been featured on Food Paradise and Unbelievably Vegan. Listen to the full conversation about Nashville's restaurants at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. More nuclear power is coming to Tennessee. Japan is investing billions in the U.S. nuclear industry. A lot of the money is going to small modular nuclear reactors. They're a fraction of the size of plants that need cooling towers. GE Hitachi will partner with the Tennessee Valley Authority to build a $5.4 billion facility that can power at least 200,000 homes. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.